Now to the home front. Last month, when the Pentagon announced which military installations it plans to close for budget reasons, South Dakota's Ellsworth Air Force Base was among the largest. It was bad news for the surrounding community, many jobs in peril. In Rapid City yesterday, thousands of protesters tried to convince the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, known by the acronym BRAC, to convince it to change its decision. South Dakota Public Radio's Charles Michael Ray has the story.
At Gizzy's coffee shop, the sound of making a blended mocha often mixes with the roar of a B-1 bomber taking off just overhead. Tracy Scott has been operating this coffee shop near the runway of Ellsworth Air Force Base for almost a year. Scott says she's been busy since she opened the door, with an upwards of 200 customers a day, almost all of them military personnel.
You know, I've got a lot of money and time and sweat equity put in here, you know, and to start all over just a year after I've opened, it's going to be kind of hard.
Scott is in the same position of many area business owners who say losing 10,000 people from this relatively rural community could decimate the local economy. As it is, Ellsworth is the second largest employer in South Dakota. Under the Pentagon's plan, the military personnel lost here would be gained by Dyess Air Base in Texas, where the entire B-1 bomber fleet would be stationed. But some South Dakotans are making a lot of noise to keep this from happening. Three BRAC commissioners arrive in Rapid City just after concluding a private tour of Ellsworth. They are accompanied by a motorcade of several dozen Harley-Davidson motorcycles. The commissioners are here to conduct one of 16 regional hearings examining the Pentagon's base closures across the country. Trying to be heard above the thunder of the motorcycles are about 4,500 local citizens who turned out to show their support for the base. Lucy Olfizer, a social worker in Rapid City, says she came out despite the fact that she doesn't have much hope this event will make a difference.
I think what we could do best here is if we could delay the closing as much as we can. It won't be such a traumatic impact on the community.
It is an uphill battle. Historically, only about 15% of the bases slated for closure are later taken off the list by the BRAC Commission. But that hasn't stopped Senator John Thune from trying to make his case. He argues that it's not only in the best interest of the state to keep Ellsworth, it's in the best interest of national security, especially regarding the decision on where to keep the B-1 bombers.
The question before this commission is this: does it make military sense to house the entire B-1 fleet in a single location? With the terrorists clearly bent on targeting our military assets and their willingness to use unconventional weapons, we should make it harder, not easier, to destroy or immobilize our fleet of B-1s.
While jobs in the economy rely on what the BRAC Commission ultimately decides, Thune's political standing is also at risk here. Last year, he ousted Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle, thanks in part to his argument that, as a Republican allied with President Bush, he would be the best person to keep Ellsworth open. Since the base appeared on the likely-to-close list, Thune's approval rating has fallen to the lowest since he was elected. Richard Gilman, a retired Rapid City resident, blames the potential loss of this base on Thune.
Yeah, I'm a Republican and everything, but I certainly voted Democratic because I wanted to keep the clout there. Now we've got absolutely no clout, you know, small state really in size of number of people, and it's too bad because I'm sure we would have kept it otherwise.
Thune and South Dakota may get a reprieve. Following yesterday's hearing, commissioners hinted that they might save a slightly higher percentage of bases than were kept open during the last BRAC round in 1995. A final decision on Ellsworth won't come until early September. Until they are told otherwise, people here say they will not give up the fight to save their base. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Thank you.